Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. Delighted to welcome Alison Metcalf, who is head of Tourism Ireland for North America and indeed Australia and New Zealand, and chair of the U.S. chapter of the European Travel Commission. And Alison, you're very welcome indeed.
Great to be with you, Adrian.
I was going to ask you, what do you do in your spare time? But just looking at a few of your titles here, I don't imagine you have that much. You know, the last time, Alison, that we spoke, we were getting very excited finally to have, you know, a date where, you know, restrictions with respect to tourists into Ireland. And we were waiting for this July 19th to come, and yes, it did. And if we can start around the 19th of July and what that actually meant and continues, you know, in terms of inspiration for tourists to head for Ireland.
Yes, absolutely, Adrian. Well, it's obviously the last 18 months has been, you know, difficult for everybody, I think, and certainly in the travel industry. But it's been difficult for people on both sides of the Atlantic with the pandemic having prevented travel. So July 19th was the date that was, you know, outlined in a roadmap by government as the date by which Ireland would reopen to international travel and would bring in the EU digital COVID certificate. Yeah. But it also indicated that it would extend that to other countries, other third countries like the US and Great Britain. Yeah. So we were delighted when that actually came to fruition. Obviously, it came down to the wire, and it's obviously been a very uncertain time. But the positive news is that as of July the 19th, Ireland has been in a position to welcome US travelers, and that's for fully vaccinated travelers. So essentially, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, if you have proof of full vaccination, you are welcome to travel to Ireland. Fill in that passenger location form online before you travel. And once you have proof of vaccination, you're good to go. So I think what we've seen is, and I think it's actually encouraging, what we're seeing is that it's already evident that, you know, friends and family have been among some of the first visitors to return to Ireland. And and obviously I think people recognize that we have to take things slowly and cautiously, but feedback that we're getting from people that have traveled, and indeed U.S. leisure travelers that have, you know, postponed trips and were holding out in the hope they would be able to travel this summer, are also beginning to go. So things seem to be working okay at the moment. So that's a positive step, first step in the right direction.
There are a couple of points of of misinformation that bleeds through, and you could hardly, you know, blame anybody, because sometimes the regulations from here and other countries. But a question that we get quite often is on this digital vaccination card, the European, and do Americans have to apply for that? Does it have anything to do with us at all, basically?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, essentially, your proof of vaccination can be your CDC vaccination card, and that is all you need. So when you fill in that passenger locator form, you're essentially saying that you're fully vaccinated and you'll have proof of vaccination,
right,
or you have proof of recovery from COVID, or you've had a negative COVID test. But essentially, if you're fully vaccinated, your CDC card is verification of that vaccination process. And also, if you are indoor dining reopened on July the 26th, and again, it's open for fully vaccinated travelers. So again, restaurants are asking for proof of that verification,
right,
and your CDC card is absolutely fine. Or we've also shared examples of, like, the Excelsior Pass for New Yorkers, for example, just so that people know what to look out for. But no, CDC card is absolutely fine.
And that's, as we know, that's very, very simple indeed. You know, we do find that, you know, in particular, that the immigrant community, those and, you know, first generation Americans, really and truly are feeling the pain. You know, it appeared like, well, yeah, first 6 months, and everybody, of course, did suffer greatly from the pandemic. But there are those who are just about ready to go to the airport and waiting to see what is the latest news, what's open, what's not open in Ireland. And the truth of the matter is that everything is pretty much open. And we hear that from people who are coming back, you know. But the indoor dining is a huge and a great opportunity for people, you know, again.
It is. And I suppose, I mean, in terms of the tourism and hospitality experience, everything is open. I mean, there was outdoor dining for a long time. And, of course, Ireland had a great spell of summer weather. So I think everybody felt they were very, very European eating inside. But obviously really important to have the indoor dining back because we know that it's not always as warm and sunny. So that is working out well. Attractions are open. Most attractions are not offering indoor guided tours. And essentially, if you're visiting attractions, they are being carefully managed in terms of you can make, most of them are offering online timed entry. So they're managing capacity right in that regard. And everybody is really adhering to, very, very strict health and safety protocols that were brought in by Fáilte Ireland, the National Tourism Development Agency right in the Republic of Ireland and the equivalent in Northern Ireland, working very closely with businesses in the early part of the pandemic to make sure that the experiences were safe. So everyone is doing it in a very responsible way, and so far things seem to be working out okay. Again, obviously, the experience will evolve, and I don't think anyone can fault anybody in thinking that perhaps that people aren't totally aware of the experience they're going to have. But by and large, right, I think it's a pretty positive one. And as you know, Ireland offers lots of great outdoor experiences. So are golfers. And there are quite a few reports of American golfers over there are having just as good a time as they would have had prior to the pandemic. But everyone is being sensible and everybody is just so delighted to be traveling again I think the experience on the whole is generally a very positive one.
Now, another issue, air access, as we know, over the last 18 months, airlines that were, teetering on the edge, of going under, had to curtail their flights and the number of flights and the access. What is the current situation, particularly with the international flights?
Well, as far as North America is concerned, pre-pandemic we had around 24 gateways from the U.S. and Canada. But obviously a lot of that fell away. It'd be fair to say that it's a fairly fluid situation, but as demand builds back and as people want to travel, those air routes are coming back. So right now, the services New York, Boston, Chicago, Aer Lingus has been operating services through the pandemic there, and they've increased their JFK service back to twice daily, I think, this week. And they also announced that Washington, D.C. would be restarting tomorrow, in fact. But there's also access from Philadelphia. You've also got access from Newark on some of the U.S. carriers there as well. So Delta, American, and United are also offering services, American from Philadelphia, United and Delta from the New York area. So air services are, returning, but we would expect, obviously, as demand increases and as we at Tourism Ireland begin to work with the airlines to stimulate that demand, that we would hope to see a restoration of some of the other direct routes. As you know, Adrian, it's absolutely critical for any destination, but for the island of Ireland, without direct air access, it makes recovery difficult. And of course, the success we had prior to the pandemic in growing business to such a high levels was a result of being able to encourage the significant increase in direct air capacity.
Yes, yes. Again, knowing that the diaspora chapping at the bit to get going. Just to run over some of the areas that we became very familiar with, the Wild Atlantic Way, Northern Ireland, Dublin, Ireland's Ancient East, Belfast. What are the setbacks, restrictions there were in those areas? Are those pretty much back to where they were?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the Wild Atlantic Way, 1,600 miles of a spectacular coastline, and so many of the experiences are outdoors. And again, whether you're looking to golf or you want to spend some time outdoors cycling or hiking or sea kayaking, all of these types of experiences are open. And the hospitality around that is being operated in accordance with all of the guidelines. And again, we talked about the indoor dining. Northern Ireland, hospitality sector is by and large, it's all open, hotels, restaurants, cafes, and attractions, Ireland's Ancient East. So what you're seeing right now in Ireland is a very strong domestic tourism season, and obviously that was there before July 19th and the return of international travel. It'll be a slow and steady recovery, but we do expect, certainly from North America, I mean, we're seeing visitors as traveling right now and posting great photographs online. Yeah. And I think it is, as we said before, it is the diasporas, people with friends and family at home have just been absolutely itching to get back and enjoy the crack again with family and friends. And we expect, it's those people, we expect them to share those experiences and, not only with their friends, with the wider kind of leisure community when they come back, to encourage others to have the confidence to visit now. And I think, we're already beginning to see that.
What, definitely over the last decade, contrary to what the impression was in decades long gone, Ireland and food and drink and the an island that actually has and has had tremendous variety of food and restaurants. And again, I'm sure some listeners and others will want to know, well, are they back open? And what about the social distancing? And what about, the mask? What's the situation with those very, not just upmarket, but the variety of restaurants? Are most of them back open again, even they?
Yes, they are. I mean, from July 26th, indoor dining was permitted in cafes and restaurants. It had previously been permitted indoors within hotels, which had opened at an earlier date. So essentially, the food offering is all there. As far as what the mask protocols are concerned, there's a requirement to wear a mask when you're up and moving around, but not when you're seated at a table. And obviously, as you said, Ireland has really established itself as a foodie destination and has been fairly prominent in telling its food story, the provenance of local ingredients and that farm to fork experience. And again, that's still available. Some of the smaller artisanal producers that might be part of food tours, some of those tours are operating, some perhaps operating in reduced capacity. So I would just sort of encourage, as there's so many elements of trip planning right now, never has it been more complex. So just to check in on the website, just to make sure that things, are definitely open before you travel. But yes, by and large, everything is open. And again, the restaurateurs are very happy to be back doing what they do so well. I think what we're also seeing, Adrian, is, we've always had a commitment to sustainability in Ireland and in terms of developing and growing our tourism. But I think what's coming out of the pandemic too is people want to, there's much more interest in making a connection with the destination. People want to make their trips count. They want to feel that they're making a positive, having a positive impact when they travel. And I think as we we rebuild our tourism back to the island of Ireland, you're going to see a greater emphasis on the great outdoors, on slow adventure, taking more time just to connect with people, the landscape, the food, and doing it in a way that's sustainable, so that tourism has not only a positive economic impact, but it also has a positive sort of social and environmental impact on the communities in which it serves.
Yeah. My guest is Alison Metcalf, and I just want to ask you, Alison, before I know you have to move on to one of your other several jobs, but I want to know, what campaign are you undertaking at the moment? We know we know about the diaspora is ready. Across the board, what campaign or what's the main message that you are delivering at this time?
At this time, the main message we're delivering that Ireland is open. Ireland is ready to welcome you, and we're encouraging people to start planning those trips. We're working very closely with the airlines and the tour operators to help them build back demand for the island of Ireland. And as we move into September, towards the end of September and early October, you'll see us launching a significant new advertising campaign, which will all be about getting ready to book that trip. We'll be asking people to book that trip. And again, this will be to encourage bookings for the next 12 months from now, right the way through until the middle of next year. So we're saying to people, we're ready to welcome you and start planning that trip. And we will be reminding people of what they've missed if they visited Ireland before, and we'll be delivering campaigns that remind them of all of the great things that the island of Ireland has to offer in terms of those experiences to create a memorable vacation. So food, music, culture, the Wild Atlantic Way, Northern Ireland, Ireland's Ancient East, and all of the great outdoor activities will be reminding people that it's a great place to vacation. It's a great place to spend time with friends and family and to reconnect. And I think that's what people have missed during the pandemic is to connect with friends and family in familiar destinations. And, and Ireland fits the bill in so many ways there.
Yes, absolutely. And as we always say, you don't have to guess, friends, if you want to get, if you really want to get your Irish up, just log on to Ireland.com. It's a fabulous website, but it's also one that is updated. I mean, I've maintained every day of the year, and I think that's the place to go. And if there's anything new or to be added, that's where you're going to find it. Alison Metcalf, again, good luck, and we are looking forward very much indeed. And thank you for all the news about, in particular, the air access, because that has been fudgy for a while. And again, the falter, we never doubted in the first place, but we do know that Ireland, again, is waiting, and we can't wait to get there.
Thank you, Adrian, and we look forward to welcoming everybody back.
Thank you again, Alison Metcalf. Friends, Alison, the head of tourism of Ireland for North America, Australia, New Zealand, and chair of U.S. chapter of the European Travel Commission. And you're listening to the Flannelly Show live and on irishradio.com and Irish Radio Network USA.